Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I wish to inform you that due to a conflicting commitment, the Secretary General of the Conference on Disarmament and personal representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ms. Tatiana Valovaya, will join us and deliver a statement at our meeting scheduled for Thursday, 30th January. Please allow me now to make a brief statement in my capacity as President of the Conference on Disarmament. Dear ambassadors, colleagues, we begin the 2025 session of the Conference on Disarmament with a renewed sense of purpose. I had the privilege last year of taking part in the meetings of the P6+2 and could see how throughout the session, the consensus that led to the adoption of decisions 2390 and 2391 took shape. It was a truly collective effort that began with the first presidency of the year, that of the Ambassador of India, and continued with the ambassadors of Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Ireland, and finally Israel, who led us to the approval of the report and to the relevant resolution in the first committee of the General Assembly. I pay homage to their efforts and leadership that led us to the establishment of 5 subsidiary bodies and the appointment of the respective coordinators. This proved that, yes, the Conference on Disarmament is not completely deadlocked. It showed a comforting level of vitality that perhaps not everyone expected, and it did so in these difficult times. Credit must be given for this, of course, not just to last year's 6 presidents, but also to each member of the CD that showed the necessary level of flexibility and compromise to achieve this result. So we start this year's session with one simple goal: to build on what was decided last year and that took several months to materialize, to invest in the renewed mutual trust and cooperation that we witnessed in 2024. We need to re-establish the 5 subsidiary bodies so that they can resume their work and the coordinators may continue the work that they have already started. One of the positive results of last year's session was the application of the principle of continuity to our work. Continuity between one presidency and the next one, but also continuity between sessions. The work we have decided to embark on will take time. I mean, we must be aware of this. On certain issues, positions diverge significantly. Is there a possibility to close or at least to narrow the gap? Only our future work will tell. But let us be realistic. We should not expect immediate results. It could be a long process for which we must take small steps at a time. But with a clear goal in mind, to bring the CD back to its original mandate, which is that of a negotiating body. But as I said, one step at a time. The goal of Italy's presidency is very simple: to start off the 5 subsidiary bodies without delay. I do hope that we can finalize a draft decision to this effect over the next few days. We will spare no efforts to make sure that we are put in the best position to carry out the mandate of decision 2390. Last year, we showed that consensus is possible within the CD. Let us renew this consensus and get down to work. At this time, I would like to turn to the list of speakers for today. Before giving the floor to the delegations that have already requested it, I intend to facilitate a constructive and respectful exchange in an efficient manner. Therefore, I will give the floor to any delegations wishing to speak in the order in which they have requested it, including in order to respond to points raised by other delegations. The first speaker I have on my list is the Ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Ambassador, you have the floor.